Good morning. High pressure is in control of our weather from eastern Quebec. It's nosing into interior New York and New England this morning, producing a good amount of sunshine. Another chilly start to the day, but seasonably so, and mainly in the upper 30s and lower 40s. The sunshine will allow for a quick warm-up this morning back through the 40s and into the 50s before some clouds start to mix in across the region during the day. It'll stay dry, though, and high temperatures once again will be back into the mid-60s. A storm system in the mid and lower Mississippi Valley will head through the Tennessee Valley on its way to the mid-Atlantic coast tonight. It'll start out dry and clear, but clouds will quickly increase tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the 40s. Rain will develop in the mid-Atlantic and work its way up the Hudson River Valley and into southern New England through the early morning period tomorrow. Right now, it looks like the steadiest rain will hold off along the I-90 corridor and points north till about noontime. Then showers will overspread the entire region and become steady through the second half of the day. The clouds and rain will limit temperatures tomorrow, and most everyone will top out in the 50s. More rain, some of it heavy, on Saturday night, particularly across New England, and this will last into the early morning hours on Sunday. For the rest of the day on Sunday, the weather will be more showery with some drier periods from time to time on Mother's Day, especially late morning and early afternoon. It'll be on the cooler side again, though, with the clouds and showers on Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Still mostly cloudy skies with the system slow to depart on Monday, although the shower threat will be reduced. Highs around 60 degrees with a northwest breeze. From here, a big ridge of high pressure will build in for the middle of next week, and we'll go back to more in the way of sunshine with a warming trend through the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the eastern United States will be cooler and wet this weekend as a deep upper low and surface front slowly track through. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will focus along the slow-moving boundary, stretching from the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley to the mid-Atlantic coast. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted parts of the southeastern United States and a marginal risk for severe storms with high winds and hail, the primary risks today. Embedded areas of higher rainfall may lead to rapid runoff and localized flash flooding, especially across portions of the central Appalachians today, and flash flood watches have been issued. And a slow-moving front will pass through the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and Great Basin this weekend, spreading rain showers and mountain snow as far east as the northern high plains. Temperatures will soar, though, ahead of the front, with highs across the Great Basin to the northern Rockies about 15 degrees above normal. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 32 degrees, with a southeast wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 12 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 38, 85% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.06 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston, mostly cloudy, a shower possible, mid-50s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 55, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.65 inches for the month, which is 1.46 inches above normal, and 15.58 inches for the year, which is 3.22 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 10 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 151, that's 39 above normal, and 5,712 for the season, which is 793 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 46. The record high, 91, set in 1881, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:08 p.m., 14 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks, and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers moving in later in the morning and becoming a steadier rain in the afternoon, mid to upper 50s. More showers on Mother's Day, becoming breezy in the mid-50s on Sunday. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cool, a scattered shower Monday around 60. A mix of sun and clouds near 70 on Tuesday, mid to upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, and highs in the upper 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.